This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Guten Erev Shabbos. Well, the illustrious Herman family of Eretz Yisrael asked me that in Eretz Yisrael there are parsha ahead, so if I could please share a Dvar Torah relevant to Achenu B'nei Yisrael Hayoshim Ba'aretz. So, with great pleasure, I want to share with you a very powerful idea brought by the Chida in the Sefer Tzipiren Shamir Simin Gimel Ois Mem Beis. Chida says from Chazal, this is brought by the Shalach HaKadosh, there are seven dechiyos, there are seven things that could push away bracha in this world. Chida brings one swearing, one oath in vain could push away 100 dechiyos. Says Chida, one Chil Hashem could push away 100 tefillos. That's like a month, Shachris, Mincha, Marav, Musaf. Being Mavaza the Torah one time could push away 100 causes of simcha. Person may have had 100 times that the Ribbono Shel Olam would have given the person simcha. Being mevaza the Torah could push away 100 causes for simcha. One word of nivul peh could push away 100 promises that may have been made to a person min hashamayim. One word of nivul peh could push away. Stealing one time could push away 100 brachos. One machloikes could push away 100 parnasos. A person could have had 100 different times Hashem was going to give a person a job, a source of income, a source of parnasa. One machloikes could push away 100 parnasos. One time lashon hara could push away 100 times a person repented. And these are seven dechuyos mentioned by Chazal. But we see the severity of machlokes. And now perhaps we understand why in our time sometimes people have difficulty in parnasa. Specifically, the Chida identifies that one machlokes could cause one to lose 100 sources of parnasa. It's interesting. Korach was one of the most fabulously wealthy people who ever lived, and he lost everything because of machlokes. So machlokes specifically is connected to parnasa. Now, on the flip side, we know the Gemara says in Moed Katan that bonei chaye umezoine b'mazlatale loy b'schusatale. It's dependent on mazal. Making parnasa, making a livelihood, is dependent on mazal. However, Chasam Sofer tells us that Tosfos and Shas teaches that with a big zechus, a person could gain parnasa, even though parnasa is not dependent on merit. With a great zechus, one can gain parnasa. Says Chasam Sofer, what is considered a great zechus that in that merit one could get parnasa? Says the Chasam Sofer, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, Hasam Givulech Shalom. You know, there are different types of people. Some people, they have boundaries. They're willing to do the right thing up until a certain point. Maybe some people are willing to do the right thing up until them being embarrassed or up until them exerting, losing too much sleep. But some people, they're willing to do the right thing. But when it comes to a fight, when it comes to a machlokes, that's where they draw the line. They're not willing to go beyond the point where they're going to lose the peace. So Hasam Givulech Shalom, one who makes peace their boundary, Chelev Chitim Yasbiyech, Hashem says, I will satisfy them with satiety, with sustenance, with bounty. In other words, says Chasam Sofer, we've now identified the Zechus Gadol, the great merit with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change a person's mazel and give a person more parnasa than they were ordained to on Rosh Hashanah. So on the one hand, the Chida says one machloikis can make a person lose 100 parnasas. And we see from Korach, in fact, how much parnasa he lost because of machloikis. On the other hand, one who runs after peace, that is a great source of parnasa and bracha. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.